Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to talk to us. We appreciate your time. I am Tuli, and I am joined with my co-hosts, Rocky and Black.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Rocky, how was your weekend, darling?
It was fine. I had to work, like my real job. That sucked. But it was cool. It was hot yesterday.
It was hot in Atlanta. Yeah, well, it did get hot. It started off kind of cool, and then it got then it got hot. Heat up a little bit.
I mean, it's like, I got work here. Okay. Yeah, it was real hot.
A
nasty hot.
Yeah.
Now you know what? You're right. It was hot yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It was. Well, how was your day? How was your weekend, Black?
Man, I got blacker and blacker over the weekend.
Okay.
We got darker and darker and blacker. Yeah, it was hot.
That's
hot,
the bad weed juice, they say.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's real bad.
Good.
What'd you do all weekend, Tuli?
Oh, it was busy. It was busy. I spent some time with some little bitty kids at a little daycare outing thing this weekend on yesterday. That was fun. They had lots of fun. The little kids, they were everywhere. They had lots of fun. So it was
yeah.
fun.
That's too much, man. I got time for all that. How big was it?
It was a lot. It was a lot because you got to, you know, make sure you watch. First of all, you got to watch everybody. But nobody had to go to the restroom, so that was just wonderful. Everybody just played. I guess they were so excited. You know how when you were little, you were so excited that you didn't go to the restroom. But now that I know, I don't know if anybody wore their clothes on the way home, but they didn't do it there, so all was well.
Hey, you're off the clock then.
Exactly.
Yeah, off the clock, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll put some
dice
on.
So I'm assuming everything went well. No parents called to complain, so we're good.
Some of the parents probably had diapers on.
What?
No, you
should have
seen them, though. It was so funny when they dropped them off. They were like, okay, bye. And other parents that were coming in, they saw them. They were like, I just saw so-and-so. She had the biggest smile on her face. Driving out of here, they were burning rubber getting out of their park. But it was good, I guess. I'm sure they deserved that little break.
Did they pick them up on time?
No.
Exactly.
No, they did not. Exactly. Some people came on time. Majority of them did, but there was just this one lady that came. Oh, my goodness. She was like 30 or more minutes late. She has like five boys. Girl.
She has five boys. I'm surprised she came back, please.
Believe me when I say we were worried. But I did give them this. I told them that I would definitely leave your kids with some water. I would leave them with another kid. But
well,
I would leave
y'all are lucky. With five boys, you're lucky she came back at all.
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't think about it. Maybe she was.
Y'all going to do this like every weekend?
I hope not.
Okay.
I hope not, but the teenagers who want to do this are wanting to do this. This is their little way of making money, supposedly. But, of course, they can't do anything without their parents.
Yeah,
you know, they're not of age, so it's difficult for them to make those decisions and promises to people. And, of course, that people want to do it because it's a break for them. So, I don't know yet.
That was my baby kid.
Exactly. But I didn't think about her not coming back, though. That's good.
Yeah,
I got to watch her this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to put some tracking device on her car when she leaves next week. Other than that, it was lovely. So, thank you for joining our show. And tonight, our show topic is harsh truths Black people don't want to hear. That is going to be a good one. You know, of course, as we always do, we have special guests. And we would like for you to be our special guest tonight. So in order to do that, you have to call us and share your opinion or comment. And the number to call is 347-215-8548. Again, 347-215-8548. We would love to hear you hear what you have to say. All right, so we're going to get started. And we always start with our segment in Black Business because we want to support Black business and kind of build up that community. And that will be with Black.
Yeah, I
That's
got
why he has
a
segment because he's Black, huh?
Exactly. I ain't got nothing for you.
You ain't got no Black business for us this week, sir? Huh?
No. The regulars. No, I ain't
That's
got
fine.
Nothing for you. Okay, really? All right, let's do it. All right. Let's run with the regulars. Hold on. All right, let's start off with 111 Ags. If you need any business cards, flyers, posters, magnetic strips on the side of your car that will strip the paint off the car. I'm just playing. But any you can call. Let me get this guy's number. I'm tripping. You can call Mr. Duval Cannon at you got a number for him?
Yes.
If you don't. Yes.
I do. That number to call 111 at agency is 770-873-8783. Or you can email him at dcannon, C-A-N-N-O-N, at printing.gs. Again, his number is
770-873-8783. And there's also the car wash guy. Man, I'm going to put that in my phone. What's the name?
It's called Corporate Detailing.
Oh, okay. He told me
they come
car
to you, they wash, wax, shampoo, they do light restoration, and they come to you. And it's by appointments only, please. The number is 770-334-7326. Again,
and
it's called
awesome.
Corporate Detailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's called, why not? Corporate Detailer. There you go.
Corporate
and
Detailer.
Also,
go ahead.
Shoot it out there.
770-334-7326.
Alright. And if you want your car towed or if you get trapped somewhere, I think they go everywhere. You can call Smithco Company. Wait, no, is it Smithco Towing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Smithco Towing at Shoot the Gun.
770-899-9222.
There you go. Shoot it one more time.
Smithco Towing. 770-899-9222.
All right. Now, all y'all people out there, if you have a Black business, we would like to help you guys, but if you're not going to tell us any of your business, then we can't help. So we're just going to continue servicing the ones that we know about. But if you have a Black business, email us or tweet us at twomicsandamind@gmail.com. Or you can tweet us at twomicsandamind. What's the Twitter again?
Twomicsandamind. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Or you can tweet us. That way we can get your business out there. And the better you do, you know, then you might be able to look out for us every once in a while, too.
The better the community, the Black community does. Hopefully.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get on out there.
All right. So, we're ready to get into our topic today. It is the harsh truth, some of the harsh truths Black people don't want to hear. All right, Black people, put on your seatbelt. I mean, you can disagree or you can agree. Just let us know how you feel. If we're off the mark, get us back on the mark. Let us know what we have wrong. Or if it, you know, if you think this is as far-fetched and wild. Again, the number to participate is 347-215-8548. And if you would like to add a truth that you think black people don't want to hear, give us a call. Let us know. Okay.
That's right.
So our first one, let's roll with it, is that just because we lack the capacity for evil, others lack it too.
How do you mean?
What does that mean?
Okay, I'm sorry, it's wrong. That's wrong. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Let's start over. Okay. Oh, you know, there goes, we never learn from history because we believe that white people can change, that people can change, that things are getting better. God would help us if we just pray and do nothing to help ourselves. Because we lack the capacity for evil, others lack it too. That's what they went with. That's the truth.
I don't think we lack the capacity for evil. I just think that we're one of them people who, like, we just like the fact that Massimo beats us down so much that we just feel a connection to him. You know, that Stockholm syndrome. We got that Stockholm syndrome going on with Massimo and other people. So that's why we don't. But I agree with you. I just don't agree with the part that we lack capacity for evil. That's all evil now.
Exactly.
I think folks are just lazy and they're complacent, and so like nobody wants to think outside the box and try something different. That's what I think. So, yeah. I don't know if it's so much that black folks think white folks can't do any evil. I just think they don't care enough about themselves to make stuff different. They're lazy. Can I say that on the radio? Can I say black folks are lazy on the radio?
You just did.
Sure.
Oh.
How many times you want to say it because you already said it?
Oh, sorry. I was just making sure.
What you
mean? I'm not lazy, though.
Huh?
I mean, I'm complacent. Like,
mm-hmm.
They don't care enough about themselves to do something else, to try something different, to think anything else. Like, they're happy with the way they go around. Even though they know, like, white folks don't always treat them right, they know it.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't care enough to do anything about it. Like, yeah.
You're on this.
Okay, the next one is your own jealousies, competitiveness, infighting, unwillingness to support one another, and pettiness with other black people is what's keeping you from moving forward.
Yeah.
That's a truth they don't want to acknowledge or accept.
So you said that you got that hater spirit going on, huh?
They don't want to accept the fact that it's there. Yeah. That's a truth. That's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I can also say that black folks don't want to. I gotta say that we, as people, we hate on stupid stuff. We don't even hate on nothing real. Right? When we do hate on something real, it's still stupid.
Right.
But we hate on a lot of stupidity. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody trying to do better for themselves. Why would you hate on that person? Why don't you just, you know, try to help or accept that person? Just like how we do the black businesses. We got people out there who would hate the fact that, you know, black people are trying to put something out there for other black people to, you know, advertise their business.
Yep.
So
I agree. We do got a lot of hate. But you know what? To kind of go back to your first point, your first one, with the blindness that we got, like with this George Zimmerman case stuff going on. No, not George Zimmerman. With your girl, Paula Deen. You got a lot of people who taking up for Paula Deen, a lot of black folks.
Yeah.
You know, they talking about, well, we say nigga all the time, but we use it as a term of endearment. So how come she can't say it? I'm like, that's a difference. I mean, it's not really a difference, but, you know.
Yeah. I just felt like she wasn't using it as a term of endearment. Like, oh, she's so big. You're so cute. I don't think she meant it like that.
I think it's a little different, too, when your employer says it, when it's your employer saying it. That's a little different. That's a lot different, actually, to me.
They say it in your chat.
Yeah, they do say it, but I have to interpret that.
Yeah. Until I see
buddy's
check.
No, I mean, they do say it. They absolutely say it. In your job description, in your check, you're absolutely right. But I have to interpret that. It's different when you're saying it. Yeah.
I was for her love, monkey.
You know what? Let me tell you. I went to Savannah once, and I was waiting in this long, long line to get into her restaurant. And there was a cutoff because they only allowed so many people, but there was so many people waiting. So when we got to when they did the cutoff, this black lady came out to the square, you know, where the restaurant is. She came to the street. They blocked the street off. So she has like a whole street with no traffic the side of her restaurant. Anyway, this black lady comes out, and she has on this
slave outfit.
What was it? Yeah, maybe like a maid or a waitress or something like that outfit with the black and white and the white apron. I'm telling you the truth. She had the cowbell. Not, you know, the, I'm sorry, the triangle. Okay? Listen to me. She came out into the square and she was ringing a bell. Bling, 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 bling. Everybody, let everybody know. We got some good fried chicken. So she started going down the menu for that day. This is the truth. I'm telling you, she stepped right out and she came out. This was like before they allowed the people to come in. So we missed it. So they were like, if you want to stay in line, you can come. This was lunchtime. If you want to stay in line, we'll give you a number, because when you came back, they gave you a number. You want to come back for dinner. So I was so just messed up about that lady coming out and the way she was talking. Oh my gosh, it was
terrible.
Maybe
it was like
a historical
reenactment.
Yeah, I told her, I said, I am not coming back here. I do not want to come back here. I would not get that lady my money. And we did not come back. And that was a big turnoff. But now it all makes sense as to why that lady did that. You know, what her mentality is with the whole restaurant thing, or how she thinks, period. And it just confirmed it. And I was just, I'm so glad. Today when I heard it, I was like, I'm so glad I didn't give her my money. I'm so glad
I didn't
run that restaurant.
But you know what? I don't blame her. I blame that coon. Oh, can I say that?
And she
I blame
did
that
she
coon.
Was so.
I blame her for degrading herself on getting out there. I mean, I know that you need to have a job. You got to pay for your food and all that. But it's just certain things that you should just look at and be like, you know what? It's kind of degrading to me as a person.
But you know, uncomfortable.
Not uncomfortable with doing it, obviously, because she did it. But think about it. She may have been doing it for the notoriety. Maybe they just like I just told thousands of people about it. Somebody may want to go see her do it. You know what I mean? So she is famous. So she might have done it for the notoriety. And
she ain't famous. You don't know who she is.
That she was
you
doing.
Come pick her out of a lineup if you seen her.
No, I couldn't.
See, so she ain't famous.
Okay.
Just another coon in a dress, yelling with a cowboy. With
exactly.
A cowboy.
She needed a
triangle.
Job.
Huh?
The job
was
available.
Yes, it was her job.
She did the part.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
She really did.
You know what? She did what she had to do. She's lazy. You know, she didn't find a new job. She's like, oh, this will work for now. No work.
She might get paid a lot of money for that.
If she paid me good, I probably would do it, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Exactly.
You
see, that's
exactly.
How you get clouded in your judgment because you worry about
that. But that's Savannah. They ain't gonna pay you good. Savannah, girl, she's probably getting paid right at minimum wage where she can't get no food stamps and no assistance, and she feels good for that.
So, listen, but you also brought up another thing. And just a quick side note, I know you got a list of things, but since you brought it up, this is my personal opinion. I think black people are afraid to admit that some of us just look like monkeys. And we get upset when folks say,
you
look like
monkeys.
Some black people look like monkeys. Okay.
This is just like black people look like monkeys.
Yes.
Some do.
Wow. I see the racism really coming out of your soul.
Wow.
Yep, you two are a perfect example. So you're telling me you've never seen.
Okay, then. All right, then. You throwing dirt? You playing dirt? Are you playing dirt? Yeah. Do you want to play dirty tonight?
No. Look, how many of you look like monkeys?
I got plenty
of black people who look like gorillas.
Okay. She wants five shots.
Uh-huh.
I got five shots now. Man
down.
Tell
me, get your arm, girl. You going down. All right.
Man down.
Okay.
Y'all
going down.
The wrong one.
We got the right one tonight. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was
okay, we got a gift. Let's see.
All right.
Let's see if our gift gets you, please.
Oh.
Thank you for holding. What's your opinion?
Okay, I'd like to. This for Brother Black. This is.
Here we go.
Okay, 83. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I tweeted you all this weekend. Didn't get a response, so maybe someone is not monitoring your tweet. But
hello, ma'am. This is all about sociology, building up the black people. Please do not share us out. If you have comments or complaints, use our email. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, before I give my list, I'd like to comment on the Paula Deen scenario. I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but Rainbow Push, you know, which is the Reverend Jesse Jackson's organization, they sent their attorney to Savannah last week in order to interview a lot of the past and present employees. And it was discovered that, of course, many people echoed the same sentiments that whites and light-skinned blacks were shown favoritism. And it was even mentioned that there was a black female that had been her cook for many years who shared recipes with Paula and helped her write her cookbook, and up until recently was only paid $10 an hour.
We knew that.
Yeah.
We know she don't cook. They don't cook like that. We already know that.
Yeah. Exactly. But I just thought it was interesting. She made millions and paid this lady $10 an hour. But again, I want to get back to the topic at hand. Things that black people don't want to hear. There's a lot of static.
Oh, that's that comes from our other little monkey who likes to
use the new phone.
Again, I'd like to share my list with you. Things that black people don't want to hear. Number one, your child is bad.
Huh?
Your child is
bad.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. Doctors don't like to hear that.
And number two, your card has been declined.
Oh, my gosh.
Number three, he is not the father. And number five, which is a doozy, everyone has the same equal opportunities in the United States. And
people don't
want to
hear that. I don't want to hear that. That's
a fallacy.
That ain't true.
And number three, your man/or woman was seen cheating on you. We don't want to hear that either.
No, I want to hear that.
And number seven, last. Such and such got a new blank, fill in the blank, car, home, job, et cetera. We are crabs in a bucket. We hate on each other. But again, that's my list, and I, again, appreciate the opportunity to partake in your radio show, and I enjoy it each week. So this is AKA Diva 83 signing off.
Enjoy the show. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a good one.
That
was
what she said. Huh? What?
She forgot your food stamps have been cut this week.
Tell me, what?
Folks don't want to hear that.
Exactly. Okay. What did she say? Oh, well, she said, okay, the next one is latest gadget. Like a 50-inch flat-screen TV for showing off is more important than building stronger communities. Black people don't want to hear that's how they think.
Yep.
Yep, that's
them. We're talking materialistic. It's all about
right. Mindset. Right. Why?
I don't know. I don't know how we so broke, but we want to buy everything.
Exactly.
We love to shine, man. We love to shine and ain't got a dime in our darn pocket.
Ain't even got a shiny penny. Ain't that right?
I ain't got one. And if we had it, well, so look, show that off too. Look at this penny, Shawty.
What? Do you think that's because there's no other way we can seem like we've accomplished? That we've, you know, is that, do you think that that's just the easiest way for people to think that somebody has accomplished something or come up or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
That's how black people identify their self-worth.
By what they don't have, what they want.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
they don't. They think that things give them worth. That is just so sad.
But what I want to know is, who are we shining for? Are we trying to shine for other blacks, or are we shining to, like, other outside communities? Because other outside communities, they don't show off their wealth like that. They show off their wealth with, you know, their kids or their land, you know. You know, they show off their wealth in different ways. Like, you're not going to see many whites or Asians or, you know, Filipinos, whatever nationality, riding around with, you know, billions of dollars, well, you know, riding around with an old car that's worth $200 and $7,000 rims on it. I mean, there are some that do that, but that's not, you know, pervasive in their community.
Our chat room, do you think, somebody said, well, they said because they have an identity. You think
that's
because
true.
We don't have an identity?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's good. Whoever in the chat room said, yeah, that's good.
But you know what, too? So why? Okay, now with this, let's see. Why is it that it's a problem, though? Why do we, let's flip it to the other side. Why is it a problem that we do that? Just because they don't do it, it makes us wrong that we do it? And we're doing it because we don't have an idea that we're trying to shine? What makes it wrong that we do it?
I think it's because, like, when we do it, we put it over other priorities. That's like your family,
okay.
Your home.
Okay.
Your stableness,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Your
mm-hmm.
ability
yeah.
to get throughout the day. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, I can agree with that. We place it as a priority, like Rocky said. You know, it's not something that is like, you know, it's not like we're getting it and we're saying, okay, well, we got it, but, you know, that's not our main goal in life. That's our main and only goal, you know, versus feeding and taking care of ourselves or setting up a generational income or some type of generational wealth, we just look at it as, hey, I got it now. It's the biggest, newest thing that I could find, and boom, look at me.
Well, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. I gotcha. So, anyway, so this goes to another truth. No matter how big your house, how fancy your car, and how expensive your jewelry, whites are not ever going to be impressed with you or have respect for you. To them, you are just another beep.
Yeah, you still a nigga. Yeah, that's right.
Knock off.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the truth. They don't want to hear that. They do not want to hear that.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And why they don't want to hear it, I think it still goes back to what, you know, we said just a minute ago, is that
mm-hmm.
we just, you know, we look at it as being equal to somebody else, and we're not, because those people have an identity, and they also have a sense of how to build on what they already got. They know that it's not a short-term gain. Because when we get a big house, car, you know, it's a short-term gain for us. Like, kids not going to inherit it. You know, we're not going to try to help out our neighbor and so they can get a big house so they don't have to look at us and try to steal from us, you know. So they know it's a short-term gain with us, so therefore they look at it as, so what? You got it, and you're not going to keep it. The tax is going to get you. You're not going to be able to furnish it, cause, you know, whatever. So that's why they look at it crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we don't pay no attention to that.
True. Another truth that black people don't want to hear, identifying with white people is the foundation for our mental illness.
What you mean all that? I think I know what you mean, but what you mean?
I think you get your mind messed up when you try to identify yourself as being those white people. Now, it could be even going with what you said. Just say, for instance, I know Jim, and he buys property, he sets it up or whatever for his family and, you know, for his generations to come. And I do the same thing. It will really crush me mentally to find out that I'm not as equal as Jim, even though we did the same, we went the same route, did the same things. So that would crush me and hurt me mentally. So that would contribute to my mental illness and make me go hate myself again and just, you know, maybe take it out on somebody else.
Oh, we try to treat our kids like Jim treat his kids, put them in time out. No,
it doesn't change. Right, and it doesn't change anything. That would be mentally disturbing, I assume.
What you got to say about that, Mammy?
I mean, I don't know. I guess that makes sense. Okay. Like, you try to raise your kids, like white folks raise their kids, and then when they come out and eventually they come to terms with the fact that they will never be white, so no matter how hard they work at it, they will never achieve some of the same things. They will never have the same, or they will never give off the same perceptions that white folks give off that people seem to admire and care about so much. Like, I can see once that realization hits you, how that might make you a little depressed and therefore mentally ill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It would throw you straight into a depression. Oh, my goodness, I get everything right. I did everything he did. But, yeah, I'm still not equal. What's the difference? My skin color? You know what I mean? What's the difference?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, a monkey. I get it.
Yep. Are you eating again this week?
I mean, at least I put the phone on mute. Like, what else do you want from me?
But when you came back, when
not
you unmuted, you were in the middle of a chew. So if you
exactly.
unmute, chew while you're muted.
I have something important to
say. Okay. Then you,
you
should
know, you can't
eat.
Can't tell black people, man.
Okay. The next one is treating each other like garbage isn't going to win you favors with whites. That's for you, Rocky. Calling us monkeys is not going to make no white people like you. Boo.
Exactly.
That was not my point. My point was not to call you two monkeys. My point is sometimes.
Oh,
you're
supposed
to point.
It came out that way. Huh?
Sometimes black folks look like monkeys, and y'all need to stop getting so upset because you might resemble monkeys. I'm pretty sure that's where it came from. Black folks look like gorillas. Are you telling me you've never seen an ape-looking black man?
Oh, my gosh. That is so House Negro.
That is House Negro.
So you must be light complexion. Are you light complexion? You are light complexion. Okay. So you're better.
First of all, I
you
am
went
black.
To where? Did you learn
that? I don't know what the problem is. This is exactly my point. Black people are so afraid to admit. Now, they'll call each other monkeys and gorillas. You just want to say it on the radio?
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
My God. You just want to admit it publicly? Black people hate to admit we look like monkeys. Some do. All right, whatever.
You
newborn babies look like worms. I don't know why parents like to take pictures of them the day they come out the womb. That's nasty.
Did you say black babies look like worms?
No, all newborn babies look like worms, especially the white babies. Yeah, like give them some color first before you start sitting around the newbie pictures. Ugh. I don't know.
Yeah,
just one of them things. Don't take them in.
But you don't realize you still a nigga, whether you in the house or in the yard, you still there.
That's right.
You still there. Sure
you ain't
like
going
monkey.
No further than us, honey. You just get a little bit more
straight.
Yep. Black folks
hating
on each other. Mm-hmm.
Your vibe don't swing no better than mine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what? And here, let me give you this truth, and it's for you too. Boom.
Why don't that mean? Because y'all know folks who look like monkeys. Why
didn't
that mean?
You know what? Let me tell you the truth.
I agree with you. There's some monkeys out there that it's supposed to look like monkeys, but we still want to get you.
Some things you got to keep
in the house.
Yeah, that's all right. She don't get hate mail. Pauletta Dean, you are supposed to.
Okay. We can talk about the things black people hate to hear. Now, you both know perfectly well you know some monkeys. I don't want to name any names, but y'all know perfectly well we know some monkeys. And
you don't call
them
monkeys.
You admit it. I didn't call you two a monkey. I mean, but hey.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you
hit.
Did. Duh.
Yeah, she called us monkeys.
That's fine.
Okay,
this is
the next one. Can I get y'all the next one? The next one is, we kill each other, but because we can't kill the enemy.
Why does it look like salamander? I don't even know what a salamander is, but I'm assuming a white person looks like it.
We kill each other because we can't kill the enemy. I understand
that
you
like
work
that.
For a white
like
man, and you want to come
like
on the show and attack us. We understand.
Who
and somebody in the chat room don't think you dark enough to make those statements.
Yeah, that's true. You really are dark enough,
Darcy. Why is it? Why? Why? Why black people? Why can't I just be black? I'm black. I'm pretty sure someone's called me a monkey before, and rightfully so.
Albino monkey.
It does not offend me. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
It's just so
you people, there we go.
Right,
boy, you have
you people. What you mean, you people?
Exactly.
What do you think
what?
I mean, you people?
So
I know
so
exactly
monkeys, they own people.
That's fine. Are we people? Species. Species. Might as well say that. All right. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, but I like that point, though. I like that point. That's the truth.
What?
We do kill each other because we can't kill the enemy.
Exactly.
And I'm not advocating everybody pick up a gun or go jump into a militaristic group, but the essence of what you're saying, that is true. We can't kill the enemy, so it's easier to
kill.
Because we're lazy. It's because we're lazy. And
You know what, Raquel? I can't go along with nothing you say no more. You don't call us monkeys. You say we lazy. You say we eat bananas on a regular. You smell like ape poop. I just can't trust you, man.
When's the last time you had a banana?
That week.
Mm-hmm.
I love a banana.
When you want to know.
Anyway. I eat banana in a minute.
She's like watermelon.
Of course you can.
Oh, hey, I got a pistol. Hey, you ever seen Raquel with her hair out?
What?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. She is Negro-fied.
Oh, hey, I got a picture of Raquel eating a watermelon with her hair out.
What? Did you get the whole bush in the picture? Did you
the
get
whole bush.
You couldn't get it. You had to take two shots. You had
I got
to
the whole shot. Bush.
No, you got
it. Black people, why are you mad at me, black people? Because I tell you the truth.
You couldn't have.
I got the whole bush. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can
see
the lady.
30 minutes ago, Solomon called black people coons. I let black people know you look like monkeys, and I'm the enemy today. Why?
No, you told us, your co-host, that we look like monkeys.
Yeah,
that's
right.
You know what?
You
don't say that. I'm just saying I wouldn't deny it if somebody said it to me that you two look like monkeys. I didn't say it.
That's okay. But you know what?
I didn't say it, though. So.
We know what your hair look like.
Why y'all so quick to find another black point? I don't know.
That's
okay.
Well, you know what your hair look like.
I'm finna see.
You rocking. You rocking.
That's right.
Your
I'm
hair
black.
For.
You're right. I'm not ashamed of it. Sure is.
Oh, you can't be ashamed.
I'm not
gonna do
it.
It
is what it is.
Oh, it is what it is, all right.
Absolutely
so
now, ain't no doubt about
neck.
That.
Well,
yeah,
this is not going the direction I thought this was going in. I'm sorry you're offended by the monkey comment. To all the black people in the whole world, I'm sorry y'all look like monkeys. But and I'm sorry to defend you. I'm sorry about that. I can't help you feel any better than what you are. So I can't do that for you. But this is not where I thought we were going with the show. I thought,
oh, no.
Well,
I surely didn't.
Was a little bit different from the thing black people don't like to admit.
You were just
let me tell you another
monkey.
Truth.
That was your list.
That's fine. Let me tell
no,
you another
why
truth.
He wasn't even on the list. I realized that halfway through the show.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your racist comment. We want to hear Kula's comment. What are you talking about?
The
what?
Next one, most other colored, especially those with direct African blood, don't want anything to do with us, for they are ashamed to be labeled with us.
Now she's talking about
you. What tribe are you from?
Yeah, that was a direct
shot.
Now
she's talking about you, black. That was a direct shot, too.
She was trying to shoot someone.
No, of course not.
Yep. Yes, she did.
I just said that's the truth. People don't want to, most people that are from African descent don't want to have anything to do with dark.
She said it.
Especially like you.
Wow.
How'd that make you feel?
Another one, all black people are mentally ill, but we don't want to accept it.
I don't think black people want to have anything to do with people from African descent. Maybe because it goes back to that, I think it goes back to the identity thing, you know, now the black folks from other countries from Africa also, they also have been misinformed. But I think it's like a play against each other type situation, because when a black person from Africa comes over, you know, they've already been informed, you know, through television and through, you know, propaganda that, oh, well, once you get over here, you know, black people, you know, they'll try to cheat you or they'll try to do this to you and don't trust them. So they already had that in their mind. Now, some of them still co-mingle with blacks, and then as soon as that one person does them wrong, then they'll say, oh, yeah, they're right. Then at the same token, you have black people from America who, you know, who've also been, you know what I'm saying, set up to believe that Africans will, you know, they'll steal from you, which some of them will. But everybody steal from everybody if you ain't got nothing, you know, to hold you down. That Africans will steal from you, that they don't trust you, they don't like you. So it's kind of like one person playing two family members against each other. But then at the same time, you know, once each person finds that one person that fits that stereotype that they've been hearing about, then it's just, boom, everybody from that culture or from that nation is just like how they see it. Because you will find somebody who's like that. But, you know, the majority of them from both sides, from America and from Africa, aren't like that. But when you do find that one, now you start to look at it, you know, then you force yourself to start looking for that same pattern every time. And once you look for that pattern, you'll always find that pattern. So now, you know, that propaganda, that stereotype fits both sides. So I just want to
Okay, so we got a comment from the, first of all, one person said most Native Africans know where they come from. Then the other one says, we're blind over here as to who we are, and the two don't mix well together. And the other one says, American blacks knock them because they have so much pride and they believe we're just stupid and ignorant here.
I don't know. I don't go along with that. I mean, like I said, I think it's just the fact that they've been played against each other through propaganda.
I think so, too.
I just think they've just been played against each other.
But why, though? How?
Because it's like what we were saying. If you don't have that identity, you see, because if you can identify yourself with somebody, then boom, you can start saying, okay, so what we got in common now? Now, you know, let's see if I can get what you got and let's grow together. But if I can sit back and say, I don't identify with you, even though I look like you, you know, there's no connection and I can't grow.
So what is the other person, what is that third party that's just building this wedge come in at, though? It's just the fact that we don't know where we come from, and then we're there, they have an identity. That's just fact. It has nothing to do with anybody trying to build a wedge between us. We can't blame on anybody else.
Yes, I do. I think you can. I think Black is right when he talks about the propaganda. I think Black, we get distracted by some of the most ridiculous things, like monkey coo, niggas, jigaboo. But my point is, like, we get upset and we get angry at that stuff, right? Like, that stuff makes us angry when we're told those things. Or, like, I don't know, like, folks of African descent from other countries smell bad, look bad, they'll cheat you out your mind. Like, we get distracted by that sort of stuff. But that's the sort of stuff, like over a course of time, we've been told about ourselves. You know what I mean? And then so some of the larger problems, like keeping our families together, being self-stable, like, we're so distracted by some of these other things that it's an easy way to kill us out. You know what I'm saying? So I think where the propaganda comes into play. Like, so why do they do it? Because history has shown us white folks want to feel good about themselves and they care about the process. Like, that is what our history has shown us, and that's not unique to the United States. That's, like, anywhere they put their foot down, you know, so that's why they, anyway.
You know what? It goes to my next point.
You still called us a monkey, though.
See, here you go, getting upset. Why are you mad? Because you look like a monkey. What?
We are still waiting to be told how to fix the problem with no name because we are too passive and complacent to figure it out ourselves.
Yep. That's true. That's true. And there is a problem, and black people simply don't like to admit that there is a larger problem. They don't. They don't feel good about themselves. So they slap in weave and makeup and tight clothes or baggy pants or like expensive stuff that they can't afford. And they and they hate to admit the reason they don't feel good about themselves is because they don't know themselves. Like, why admit that when there's so many other things you can blame it on?
That's true.
I didn't hear what y'all said. What?
Oh, my gosh. What?
A monkey
what?
Said
what? What did he say? Monkey said what?
Oh, gosh. Another truth, we have no friends on this planet.
Yep. That's right.
Yep.
Okay. See? Oh, I don't want friends. That's how y'all treat folks.
All right. Now, the next one is black men who hate black women hate themselves. That's the truth.
That is a fact, Jack.
That is not a fact.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
All right, why not? Okay.
I mean, I can't say you hate yourself because, hold on, you said black men who hate black women or black men who date other
black
women?
Black men who hate black women hate themselves.
Well, that's not true. That's not true because black men have a natural desire for a black woman. I don't care what the stank attitude or not, a black man naturally desires a black woman. Now, where it comes to play or where...
What? I know two who don't.
No. Look, they may say that they want somebody from Mexico, Panama, wherever country they come up with. Naturally, they have a desire for a black woman. What they don't desire is when they figure out who they are as a black man and where they fit in the place, they don't desire that attitude or that perception that black women give them, you know what I'm saying, that they can't be the full man that they're supposed to be, and they're not getting that respect or that admiration of, hey, I know you're the black man, and I know society raised us like this, but let's break this mold and let's start off to where we're supposed to be. So most black women don't give them that, so that's why they end up saying, well, you know what, I'm going to go over here and get this woman, because their culture teaches them what we lost, you know what I'm saying? So their culture is like constantly teaching them, hey, this is how a woman's supposed to be. This is how you're supposed to respect a man. Where on our end, our culture, we had that, but then we lost it. So now it's more of a go out and go get it, girl. You know, guys, you can get it too, but most of the time we're going to give it to the women. And now that the women got it, you know, they're going to treat you like a child. So that's what it is. But
so
black women who hate black men
have no self-respect. That's my next one.
I don't think black women naturally hate black men. I think they've been trained to hate black men through years of education, through this education system, probably through the last 40 years, maybe 50, last 50 years. But black women, like your great-grandmama and your grandmama don't hate their man, and they don't hate black men. But, well, hold on, let me take that back. Let's go great-grandmama. Before grandmama, like 28 these days, so, yeah. But your big mama who had the wig and who used to slide across the floor and she always stayed in her house dress, she didn't hate black men. But the rest of them have been trained to hate black men. So I would
Oh my gosh.
What, somebody in the chat room?
No, I'm talking about you. We've been trained to hate black men.
Yeah, I've been trained. And it's through education. Education teaches you to hate
black men. Okay. Look. Okay, before you continue, Eurocentric education is by far the worst thing that has ever happened to us. Okay, now continue.
Yeah.
That was one of my points, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's the worst thing that ever happened to us. I think it's, I mean, I don't know, because that's all we know. I don't know what life was like before we had a European education. I don't know.
Well, they took our education and changed it and gave it back to us in their form. So that's why I say it's the worst, because We had it first. I'm not down to any whites or any fight of any nothing. But if you do your research, we started everything. So we had the education first. You go look at Alexander the Great and all these folks. They took all their knowledge from, you know, Egyptians and, you know, different people of color. So these people took our education and flipped it and gave it back to us as theirs. And then by doing so, they taught us self-hate because now, you know, we don't know who we are as people anymore. So, hey, I give you what I want.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
I got you. I totally agree. And you know what? The next one I have is the fact that our children are being led astray is our fault. They don't want to hear that.
Why don't black people want to take responsibility for their kids?
So they might.
I have no idea.
Because they're white. Exactly. I don't understand that. Like, if you had a bad kid, chances are you're the reason why you got a bad kid. You said it first. I wasn't going to bring it back up. You said it. I was glad you're coming to the light.
Oh, that's a monkey.
Why are you mad? Come on, man. So you're, listen, you can honestly say you don't know any black people who look like monkeys. Honestly.
What?
I know. I just sent you a picture out.
Well, I didn't get it. Whatever.
It's going to be, just a warning, it's going to be 2 text messages because her whole head can't fit in there. Okay. Thank you for holding. What's your comment?
Hey, what's going on? This is Improv, a.k.a. the Celebrity Impersonator. I just stopped by y'all's show to say what's up, see what y'all was talking
what's
about.
Up?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Who are you impersonating today?
Oh, was y'all want an impersonation?
Yeah,
I mean,
who you got?
Why not?
I got Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac, okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, that's it.
Ooh, remember, we're
G-rated. Have you ever thought about what if Bernie Mac was interviewed at September 11th? Have you ever thought about what you would have said? I mean, he would have been like, let me tell you something. I mean, you know what I'm saying? By 9:45, the first airplane left out. By 9:45, 10, the second plane left out. They came back, went into the twin. I said, I reckon some of my, excuse my feelings, I wouldn't want to say, you know.
Okay.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody, we have special guests. Even Bernie.
Yeah, I was talking about the like African people and black people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is a different because, like, real African people, they sometimes they be so dark that they be like blue. African people. We don't really look like African people. There's a difference between us and them. I mean, they always look like they're going to just jump up and bite somebody, you know.
Is your name Paul Dean? Because you sound like another
exactly.
Hey, Brian, I'm the celebrity impersonator. I'm the one that did Barack Obama.
Oh, let me hear you.
Yeah, man, you have to talk about what if Barack Obama was at the Last Supper.
I don't want to do this. This is not a religious show. Let's not do religion. But do something else.
It's funny.
I'm sure to y'all, but that, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Dude, Barack Obama at the Paula Deen.
Hot chicken. Boom.
Yeah.
Do him at Piccadilly.
Yeah, do him at Piccadilly or something.
Here's the thing. I am the president of the United States of America, and I promise that we will have these gas prices down by the time the next term. I'm the president of the United States of America, and I approve this message.
Hey,
kind of
president, it's 2 lights in the mind.
Shoot, to me, right. Barack and The Rock sound the same.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
really?
Rock.
The Rock. The Rock says, on your roll and shut your mouth. And if he's just more animated.
Nah, you
gotta
work on The Rock, man. You gotta work on
your
Rock.
That ain't get me. I
went,
that one.
Hey,
I can't
you gotta work on
The
Rock.
That's cool. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy the show. Call us next week.
So, you don't know any black people who are so black they're blue.
I know one.
Who?
What?
Well, I ain't gonna say. But
good. Thank you. At least you respect the other person.
Oh, not me.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, black folks in America have been mixed with, you know, been violated and mixed with so much different stuff. That's why, you know, a lot of y'all lost y'all black blueness, you know. When you were over in Africa, man, you ain't got nothing mixed with but Africa.
Black, I'm all black. Yeah, yeah.
And sun, you ain't got nothing mixed with but people and sun. That's the only thing you mix with.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me get to the other one. The black church is the white man's most effective weapon.
Yes. Man, that is the truth now. Ooh,
is that not
that
the truth?
That's the truth.
Yes, it is.
Look, you want to take a nation down, take their money, take their religion, take their education and military.
Got them. Mm-hmm.
Man, that's the truth, though. But you know what? Black folks ain't going to admit that.
Huh? That's what? They don't want to hear that?
They ain't going to hear that. But that dog, that white religion, that black man preaching, he got that jump from the slave master now.
Whether you want to believe it or not.
It's that same stuff that if you go to a white church, they preaching that same slave doctrine. It's just the white face preaching it. And when you hear white face preaching, you feel like, oh, they just being racist. Actually, they'll probably take it. They'll probably take it better if it's coming from a white face.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that one. I need to get a poster made for that one. What you say that was again? Say that again.
The black church is the white man's most effective weapon.
Man, I like that. That does. Man, hey, that gets you fired from work right there. I like that.
I like that.
That's true.
Next one?
That's hot. That makes
so
a soul chill.
Black people do not want to hear that we latch on to other people's struggle as a way to get them to accept us, which they never do. You know what I'm talking about? I'm really talking about the, like, the gay movement.
Yeah, we try to talk about black and gay.
Yeah, black and gay. We try to get on somebody else's movement. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's all black folks, though. I don't. I just mean... You know what? I don't even think that's black folks. I think that's white folks who try to make it a black or who try to associate it with, like, the civil rights movement. Like, it's the same
sort of thing.
I don't think it's
black folks. Yes, I agree with that.
I think black folks who sign up for that, they're just gay. That's what I think.
Absolutely.
They're just gay, which is fine. Like, oh, be gay, but whatever. I mean,
whatever. I don't agree with nothing you say, but I agree with you on that one.
Exactly. I get it.
Yeah, I give you points for that one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's right, people.
You still ain't nothing but a monkey. You still a monkey.
All right. The next one. If whites had a chance, tomorrow morning slavery will be back with a vengeance, and they will make sure it remains in existence for all eternity.
You said the white people did what now?
If they had a chance tomorrow morning, slavery would be back with a vengeance, and they will make sure it remains in existence for all eternity.
When it stopped.
Exactly.
When it stopped. They're still cracking with that slavery going on now. Ain't that stopped. Paula Deen, she's a prime example of that.
Well. Yep, we'll never gain acceptance in a white club. I don't know why people keep trying to do that. You will never be accepted in a white club. It'll never stop them from calling you no good, low down, dirty nigga. It will just will not stop them from doing that.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I'm going to go bleach my skin.
Ooh, they look like Sammy Sosa. Have y'all seen them?
Well, I think Sammy got some.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, bless.
Now, that's an ugly monkey.
Oh, well, that's an albino monkey right now. Yeah, he's right about that. Sammy a monkey.
There you go.
Somebody,
what else you got?
Wives despise us with a blinding passion because they need something we have. Guess what that is?
Our
what
women?
Do we have that they need?
Our women?
Fried chicken.
They get that. They get
watermelon?
That.
Watermelon?
Kool-Aid.
What is sugar?
It's something that we have. They can't take it. This is the one thing that we have that they cannot take from us. They cannot take
big booty.
From us.
Big booty.
No, they can get a big booty. They can take that.
Nappy hair?
Nappy hair, exactly.
No, you've proven
gold
that
teeth.
It can be taken. You've proven
nappy
that.
Nappy hair, gold teeth.
You are proof that they can take it, okay?
Yeah, that's true, Roger. You are, yeah.
I am not white. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I am black. I'm a monkey too.
No, you're no monkey like us. No.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
You're a chimp. This is
you and Barack Obama. We
chimp.
Got you. We got you.
Yeah, I'm a chimp.
You and your cousin Barack. We got you. You're black.
What do they want of ours? Our
melanin.
Ah.
White people love to tan. I never understood
but they
that.
Can't
like,
take it. It doesn't last. They cannot take
exactly.
that money. They can take our money, our education, our homes, our children, our wives, our husbands. That one thing they can't take. They can't take that from
they can't get scared. Yeah, you're right about that.
They can't take that.
They'll go gold. They'll go brown.
Mm-hmm. And it only lasts
nah.
just so long. They can't take it, though.
Why do they love to do that? I never understood that.
Because it's us. Beautiful. We are absolutely beautiful.
That's true.
That works.
We are absolutely beautiful. Every shade, every body, every color, blue, black, light, bright, pecan, tan.
So you know some blue,
brown.
Black people, too.
Huh?
Yeah,
I'm talking about your black. I'm talking about your blue black. I don't know. Talk about Paulie's
right.
friend. Hollis.
I'm
blue
just
black.
Asking.
That one. Yeah.
Black people hate being black, too. What is that? Like, white people want to be black, and black people hate being black. I don't get it.
Because they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are.
Yeah,
you
know, black because you can't get no credit.
Listening to our show. So we can
you said what?
We ain't been black, you can't get no credit.
Huh?
You can't get no credit when you're black.
I mean, but who are you trying to get credit with?
You can't try to get credit with the box stuff, man.
You
mean like
literal
credit, like from
really?
A bank?
Really? Now, that's the way. That's her white.
That's
her
white side,
okay? That's her white side. Oppress the white, please.
Exactly. Hey, let me ask y'all a question right quick. If I thawed out chicken, right, and I never took it out the bag, can I refreeze it again, or is that something?
No, sir.
No.
No,
sir.
I just got to wait.
You need to
cook
it up.
You just cook it and put it away for later.
Hold on, but I'm saying it's still in the bag. I ain't never unsealed the bag.
No, I saw that chicken. No. That chicken was thawed out.
That chicken what?
Cooked. Listen, cook the chicken.
I saw it.
Cook the chicken and then put the leftovers away. Yes.
Yeah, cook it and freeze it.
There you go.
I don't want it.
Men.
Ooh, gross.
I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't help.
That was fine.
Hey, now that's myth. Black people know how to cook chicken. We don't know how to cook no chicken. I could kill myself with national TV, maybe whatever, then radio, whatever.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's funny.
So,
can I tell you where I thought this was going to go? This is not where I thought this conversation was going.
Where are you going,
what'd you think?
But do you know what? I'm I'm glad it went this way because I was afraid I was going to be, like, sued for slander. Or, like, I was going to say something like, black people don't like to admit that certain pop star is a pedophile. Like, or...
I know you're not talking about Michael Jackson. You are not going to
talk
about Michael Jackson.
I didn't say his name. I did not say nobody's name.
You said a pop star. He is the only star that...
R. Kelly.
So it ain't but one person that's a pop star.
Like, black people don't like to admit that true certain pop stars were pedophiles. Black people don't like to admit...
There's only one king of pop.
Oh, I got a list of them. Black people don't like to admit that a certain football player killed his wife. Black people don't like to admit.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
No,
no, no, no.
He ain't do that now.
Oh, goodness. So you're telling me. Hey, listen. First of all, I didn't say any names. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying the no name that you called didn't do it.
How do you know?
Because
he didn't
he's black.
Physically do it. Exactly.
Because he's black. Exactly.
Look. If that man did that, the no name you said did it, why would he kill his wife, two people, but then he got to run up and then take somebody with him to go take his back, to go
why?
Take back his man to go? Why he just don't kill
I
him?
If hey,
he never kill you.
Why would he even use a knife? You know we are squirming. Why in the world would somebody sit there and watch all this?
Y'all not heard of
that?
Crimes of passion? Crimes of passion?
Not with no knife. Not with no knife.
You're running off a drilling.
Not with no knife.
Why would anything go on a high speed
a crime of passion happens.
I'm not saying
a crime of passion happens.
I'm just saying.
Well, a crime of passion happens right when you see that thing going on. Like, if I walk in on somebody, that
okay.
makes
it
a crime of passion.
It was a crime of passion that might have been less passionate. I mean, we don't know what them two were doing. We don't know.
Man, I don't hear that. That man ain't
doing
that.
All right, hey, there you go. Perfect example. Black people hate to hear that. And I'm just wondering, for all them folks, black folks, who don't think a certain pop star was a pedophile, how many of you
girl,
have
a
boy
that was
your
only
head?
One king of pop, and you ain't been talking
about that. I think R. Kelly was a pedophile, but he proved that on video.
I didn't say any names. First
you
ball.
Have to. You better not be talking about Michael Jackson.
Oh, wait, I got another one. A certain
I
mean, I'm just saying. I didn't say any names. I'm saying. Mm. Another certain pop star, he wears a ruffle shirt and lady boots. He gave
you. Oh, you didn't.
Why do black people hate to admit this man might I don't understand.
No, ma'am.
Black people, I don't get it. Hey, I didn't say any names. I'm just saying.
I wish you had told us you turned in your black card before you got on here tonight.
Whatever. Yep, black people. Y'all from the thing, like, folks. So, I don't know why. Just because they're black, too. It's just because they're black. That's the only reason y'all defend them. Because if these people are white,
we would defend them to the end.
It's because they're black.
Exactly.
Look,
you're
not
proving that.
Out.
Hey, look, I'll tell you what. Ain't nobody ever came out to say they've been with this guy with the wrong shirt. Nobody.
Okay.
As popular as this man is, and I heard another man say this. If you know I've done something, you ain't gonna hold that. Man, everybody wanna hear about that. Ain't nobody ever said nothing about the dude with the rough shirt.
I mean, has he ever said he wasn't? Like, has he ever denied it, though?
Because it's not a question.
It's not a question because it's very clear. Like you said, there is no question about it. He is gay. Like, there's no question about it.
Truth. Give me another truth before I have to just, we just fall out on this doggone phone.
Right,
give me another truth.
I'm just saying.
One of your really good
guy friends, really good heterosexual guy friends, when was the last time he wore Russell shirts with lady suits?
None of my buddies wear no Russell shirt.
Huh?
None of my buddies wear Russell shirts, but still.
It's not the style now.
Yeah.
What? It is a style if you're gay. That's what they do. All
right. I wouldn't be called dead in a ruffle shirt, but I'm just saying. But that's what your boy like the ruffle shirts, you know what I'm saying?
And the high heel boots.
Yeah, he likes
them. And then, like cheekless pants. Come on, people. Really? Come on.
That's play a player right there, y'all.
That's what that is.
Yeah, sure.
Tell them that about it. What else you got?
She want a man with cheekless pants.
What?
Oh,
that's all I got. That's all I got for now, anyway. I mean, there's more.
I know, there's more out there now.
I mean, some black people don't like to admit that a certain civil rights leader was an adulterer. Slept with many women.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't even know which one you're talking about. You
gotta
be
on
that one.
I didn't say any names. Whatever. You look like you know who I'm talking about. And so does
you can't talk about everyone.
You know, and I don't expect you guys to agree with it because you're black. And black people
I agree with you on that. That's a lot of things that darkies did that people don't want to admit. Hey, I know somebody who got in trouble for writing stuff that darkie did. And
that was kind of a certain somebody named names, and he didn't have proof. We're trying to save him from a lawsuit.
He had proof.
We were trying to save somebody from a lawsuit, all right?
Hey, I just said people don't want to admit it, so, you know, I mean, and I understand where we're coming from, because citing that is like saying, you know, talking about Jesus for some reason. I don't know why.
I understand
why they got to come.
Oh, here goes another one. Black people don't like to admit that a certain black female talk show host, there's been a couple, she gay. Black people don't like to admit that.
Yeah, black people
don't
like to admit
that she's gay.
That who's gay?
First of all, no.
Okay.
This woman gave away cars, trips.
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking
about. Somebody
called me. What happened?
Whatever. I'm just saying.
She said
black people
don't
want to
admit that a certain talk show host is gay.
Don't
do it.
Oh, you're gay now. Come on now. She's gay.
Prove it.
I mean, hey, I'm not saying who it is.
She's gay.
And black people love to whisper about it by the water cooler. It's like, I think she's gay. But y'all like to say it out loud. There's something wrong with y'all.
Now. I say it out loud. She's gay.
Prove it.
Gay.
Gay.
Hold on, we have a guest. Let me get our guest.
All
right. Thank you for holding. What would you like to add?
This is Intonowledge. I was in the chat room. I came in kind of late, but I just caught the gist of it. And I'm gonna tell you exactly who she's talking about. She's talking about Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Hey,
no,
he didn't.
Yeah, I did. Is that who you're talking about? You talking about Oprah Winfrey?
How you know? What made you think that's who she's talking about?
I'm just putting it out there.
Why do you feel that she's talking about Oprah? Because
she prefaced her remarks by somebody that was extremely influential. This is what I took from it. Somebody that was extremely influential, who has money, who is able to dictate policy in the public community. What other person could you be talking about?
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Process of elimination. Who you talking about? Jesse Jackson? You talking about Al Sharpton?
Yeah.
Who?
I mean,
we're talking about a bunch of people. Anyway, what is your point? Do you agree or disagree?
Hey, I agree with
I agree with what I agree with everything that she's saying, and
right.
the fact that she coded her argument in the fact that she cloaked it. She didn't want to tell you who it was because she's trusting you as black people to be able to figure it out. I already know she's not black. She's white.
Exactly.
Even though
exactly.
I just came on the conversation.
Exactly.
I already know
so why
she's
you gonna
white.
Sign with a white lady?
Did he even call me white?
Yeah,
why
she white.
Sign
she
with
white.
A white lady?
She white. She call you a monkey too, man.
See, this is what we're talking about.
Wait, y'all. Did I do something wrong by calling
nah,
her
man.
A white lady?
No, nah, man.
No,
you
did
right
not do anything wrong by calling her a white lady.
That's right.
No,
but here's my question.
What?
Who is she talking about?
Well, listen, they can find me. We can't find you. I'm not putting any names out there.
Oh,
see,
that's the shit. And see, here's where I'm going to go right now. This
can
is the thing white people do. They want to tell you about what they're talking about, but they don't want to tell you what they're talking
right.
about.
That's right.
They want
you
to figure it out.
You know what, too? You know what? This is what black people do. Black people kill each other to make themselves look good. You just kill Oprah Winfrey to impress and agree with this white lady.
I'm not, sweetheart. I'm not killing Oprah Winfrey. I'm not killing Oprah Winfrey.
She is gay. You just
I'm not. No, that's not what I'm doing. What I said was, I just put the name out there. I just put the name out there based on what she was saying. That's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to crucify Oprah. I'm not saying anything negative about Oprah. She put it out
Why
there.
Why didn't you say Tempest? Why didn't you say Queen Latifah? It's a lot of people that do
Thank
black.
You.
That's because,
Thank
that's
you.
Because I know that's not who she's talking
Rolanda,
about.
Rolanda? Because
she's not talking about them. What's that other one's name that got the TV show with the weed?
Wendy Williams.
Exactly.
She could be talking about Wendy Williams, right?
Nah,
but
she ain't talking about
that.
Wendy.
Who's she talking about?
Who's she talking about? And who was going on
That's
at that time?
That's what you should have done. You should have said, "Who are you, ma'am? Who are you talking about? Don't get her talking about. She talking about
my
Wait a minute.
He did the right thing. He came through process of elimination and realized what she was talking about.
No, he didn't. He did not come through no process of no elimination. He came
well,
in and
why are you saying what I should have said? What I'm saying is what I thought.
That's
not
right,
what I should have said.
I'm telling you
what I was thinking
That's right.
based on
That's
what she was saying.
That's right.
So why you bag down? Don't bag. That's what you thought. Hey, if you thought
I'm
you
not,
did,
I'm
you
not backing down, sweetheart. I'm not backing down. And this is not, we're not going to go back and forth. This is not
you
about
not
me
about,
and
not
you.
Not a crab in a bucket.
This is about, and you know what happens in discussions like this? Is that
uh-huh.
the white person can throw shit out and then my bad.
There we go. First of all, I have been called many things in my life, okay? I have been told I sound like a white girl, but
yeah,
nobody called me white.
You white.
I think this is like an all-time first. I don't know. I feel like I achieved something.
Oh, it's not
white.
You white. What are you talking about? Anyway, don't you? Another black people hate when white people try to act black. That's another truth. That's another thing we hate.
But anyway, why? But black people try to act white all the time. So why do we hate when white people try to act black?
We don't like
what is acting
black? Get your own people. Stay with your people, okay?
Okay. I don't know. White people who try to act black, they're real confused.
Yeah,
anyway, this has been a very interesting show.
Yeah, we gotta do part two on this.
We appreciate the other caller. He can't use
the potty mouth
on our
show. We can't do the cursing. We have to exercise self-control, please, when we call the show.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
So
we value everybody.
We do appreciate you.
So
when you call back, just kind of write down what you're going to say or something.
So how does that make you guys feel that I'm a white girl and I called you a monkey?
Man, we know you
anyway,
right, though.
Anybody got time for
that? We kind of deal with it.
So we appreciate all our callers for calling in tonight and participating. We hope you enjoyed the show. And we look forward to hearing from you next week. And I do, as always, we would like to leave you with some information. Okay? Just a little words of encouragement. Now, if we don't talk to you through our chat room or on the Twitter or email, tune in to talk to us next week, okay? We appreciate you, Lord willing. We'll be with you next week. If the queen doesn't rise, just Lord willing.
Wait. Where's all those people?
I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
Okay. I look forward to every week.
But
sorry.
Do you guys
want to
say goodbye before I do it?
Yes.
Man, yeah, we're holler.
Okay.
Bye.
So, these are some quotes I want to leave with you. It's not the load that breaks you down. It is the way
that
you carry it.
What's that in background?
That's somebody telling you. That's somebody telling you to wake up, okay? All right. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it's faced, okay? People lose. People who treat other people less than human must not be surprised when the bread they have cast on the waters comes floating back to them poisoned.
Why I feel like you got this from Dale Bronner?
That actually came from James Baldwin.
Oh, okay.
And this is the gist of our show. When we come on this show, we try to give people information in society, and you know, try to make people better people, better society. So I'm gonna leave you with this before we go, and we are about to go. This is a quote: I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more. If only they knew they were slaves.
I said that.
Yeah.
That
was Love, Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, I know. I said that first, though.
Okay. Anyway, y'all, free your mind, free your heart, wake up.
And the rest will follow.
What? That's on what you're talking about.
Free your mind, and the rest will follow.
Have a good night. We love y'all. Enjoy this song and think about it and kind of, you know, think about how you can make a difference in society and, you know, become better people and, you know, contribute, do something different. Say hello. This is not a slave song. This is a message of encouragement to people, not just black people, but to everybody, because we all need to wake up.
When you go out with something hard, like, don't save, you don't want to be saved.
No, we need to wake up. It's time for black people to wake up. It's time for white people to wake up.
World changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
I like that song.
World won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.